There has been general discussion between devotee circles here that if you cannot finish your rounds, that it is okay to carry some over to the next day. As far as I am aware, I believe that it is not right and every devotee should finish their daily rounds each day. That is what I have been advising, but some challenge say no, so-and-so said it's okay to carry over to the next day. Could you please also advise on this matter? I doubt it, but I could advise. I can't advise on the matter because advice is not a verb, but I could advise. Srila Prabhupada writes, I believe in the Nectar of Devotion, that if one is not able to finish one's rounds on one day, then he can chant them on the next day. That doesn't mean that it's okay, that it's just like some kind of normal practice. Such an attitude will breed bad japa habits, in which devotees think, well, I'll just leave a few to the next day. Then the next day thinks, well, I'll just leave a few to the next day. And in this way gets in the habit of not completing 16 rounds. We take a vow, remember? Those who are initiated, chant 16 rounds every day. There may be some circumstances in which one is unable to. Sickness. If one is very sick, one may not be able to chant his prescribed rounds. Haridas Thakur had taken a vow to chant 3 times 64 rounds every day. He became quite sick at one point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur, what's wrong? Are you feeling all right? And Haridas said, I have a disease. The disease is that I can't finish my prescribed chanting. He didn't think that the physical disease was as bad as the... Of course, physical, and well, that's another question that will come up, that the pure devotees of the Lord, they're diving prakriti maashritaha, they're under the protection of the divine energy of the Lord, which is, anyway, I'll discuss that a little later. So, this should be taken very seriously, chanting 16 rounds daily. Shortly after I joined the temple, I saw one of my brahmachari godbrothers, Kripamoy Prabhu, who's still a well-known figure in ISKCON UK. He was a brahmachari. He was not out with the other traveling Sankirtan brahmacharis. And he was chanting many rounds. He seemed to be chanting all day. So I asked him, well, how is that that you're chanting all day? And you're not out with the other brahmacharis. Almost all the brahmacharis are out on traveling sankirtan. I wasn't because I'd just been in the temple a few days. So he told me that he'd been sick with measles for several days and now he had to make up his rounds. So it's not that we can take it very lightly, that we're just... We divert our attention and we think, oh, I didn't chant, okay, never mind, I'll do them the next day. Rather, if at the normal time we are to take rest, we haven't chanted our prescribed number of rounds, then we should stay up late. That should be our attitude. Stay up and chant them. Don't eat, don't sleep, finish your rounds. That should be our priority. So if one is sick, there may be also some instances where devotees are extremely busy. They may, for instance, be at a festival, some either pujaris or some preaching engagement festival, where the services are so intense that they don't get the opportunity to finish their prescribed number of rounds. Usually what experienced devotees do if they expect to be in such a situation is that they rise very early and chant early and finish their rounds. Finish means finish their prescribed number of rounds. That's a That's an awkward phrase, to finish your rounds, as if, finished now, and I have nothing, no intention of doing any more. So the point, yeah, the general point is clear, that we should not make a habit of skipping rounds. Under some unusual circumstances, if we do not finish 16 rounds, then we can make them up on the next day. Or if we have a big backlog, for instance, due to some prolonged sickness, then we may, as we get more healthy, chant some extra rounds every day and make it up. But we shouldn't make a habit of doing so. Then we'll gradually start chanting less and less rounds every day. That means we're cultivating not having a taste for the holy name. If we deliberately, or if we take it so lightly that we don't have to chant 16 rounds every day, that means we're deliberately cultivating a taste for not having a taste. Rather, we should try to chant extra rounds rather than skipping rounds.